Happy Thursday.
Happy, happy.
Hope everyone had a great week so far.
It has been quite the week.
Yeah, I feel like I'm still recovering from my birthday weekend, even though it was a very mellow birthday weekend.
It was extremely mellow for the typical Carly party.
Right, it was weekend. Not my typical extravagant affair like I usually do.
Last year, me and Brett joined Carly's birthday weekend for the first time, I think, in a couple of years.
Yeah.
And it was definitely one for the books.
Yeah, last year was amazing.
Last year was amazing.
I know. And you would think 30 would be even better. I was planning on topping it, but I'm going to save that for 31 when the world is in a mess and when life settles down a little bit.
You can do a little bit more, maybe go somewhere fun. And
yeah, yeah. But honestly, I really had no problem at all having zero plans. Like, normally I plan everything and it's just like takes weeks and it's... Your feet are literally right in my face right now.
Do they smell or something?
I mean, I just don't like feet in my face.
All right, let me put them down.
Okay, thank you. Sorry. Yeah, like, oh, I had all my friends texting me because normally there's like 35, 40 people that come to my birthday every year.
It's ridiculous. Right.
There's like not one person that I can't not invite. So this year I was like, I just don't really have it in me to do this whole big thing. So
we surprised her.
Well, I was going to get there. I was going to say, I was going to start by, I know, because I saw someone comment like, well, if it wasn't a big extravagant birthday, what's with the photo shoot? And I'm like, it's just a photo shoot. Like, I was home. It was in my own house. Wanted to take some cool pictures for 30, obviously.
Duh.
So that was me, like, dressing up in my birthday outfits that I had planned on maybe wearing this year. So that was a lot of fun. I had to, of course, do three outfits.
Three for 30.
I was like, at first I was like, do I do 30 outfits? And I'm like, that's just absolutely ridiculous.
The 30 days of Carly.
Literally, like, that would just take way too long. So I chose three. And
she FaceTimed me as she was doing some of the like makeup production and stuff. I'm like, I need to see what these photos are going to look like.
I know. It was so much fun. Me and Amy had a great time.
Yeah.
No. Shout out to Amy for taking the photos. I made it really easy for her though. I had it on the tripod, so that way all you had to do is like push the button. But she did all of the scene setup. She did all the decorations and the balloons. So shout out to Amy for hooking it up.
Always.
So yeah, that was really like my big extravagant birthday plans were to do like a little mini photo shoot. And then since I was already ready on Friday, I was like, why don't we do dinner? So Amanda, Brett, and me and Anthony went out for like a little dinner.
Literally the whole weekend, I've just been eating so much shit. And like yesterday when we went out, so Carly has like this obsession with her vegetable sushi.
Her
avocado sushi. And I have an obsession with cooked shellfish sushi now that I've like found the loophole of like I can eat that while being pregnant. And what I didn't realize is that the second I put like one little dot of soy sauce in my mouth,
you blow up.
I blow up.
Like, her rings don't fit her.
Let's rewind for a second.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, let me tell them about the surprise that I didn't get to talk about.
Yeah, so we kind of just like pivoted real fast.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. My little swollen sushi roll. Saturday, what did we do? Oh, we woke up and Anthony took me for breakfast. We went to Felicia's Kitchen.
Where's that?
In Little Silver. Shout out to Felicia. She's the cutest little muffin in the world.
I want
to
go.
Really good breakfast. We went there and then we just like went for a little walk outside. We were going to do a bike ride, but it was like a little bit nipply. So we decided not to do a bike ride. What did we do after? Oh, we were going to go to the Jersey. What? Oh, well, we were going to go to the Jersey Shore outlets. So we get on the parkway and he misses two exits. So we end up all the way north that we ended up going to Menlo Mall for a little bit.
Oh.
So we stopped by Menlo Mall, had some Jamba Juice. He got an outfit to wear for dinner because all I knew was that me and him were just going to do dinner on Saturday night. We ended up at Menlo for like literally like 30 minutes. And then when on our way home, there's like a farm right by our house and we've never seen it. And I was like, oh my God, is that an alpaca? So we pull in and...
Wait, was it a real alpaca?
Yeah, they had three alpacas and there was one that was just born like five days ago. It was just a little baby and there was baby goats and they didn't even make you pay to go in there. It was so cool. So we got to like see little animals.
Oh, that's so cool.
It was honestly iconic. And then I just came home and I started getting ready because
we all know how long Carly takes.
I need hours to get ready. So dinner was quote unquote at 7:30. I was running a little bit late, and he was like so anxious, and I'm like, what is going on? Like, who cares if we are Nav said we were going to be 14 minutes late to our reservation. Little did I know that I guess you guys were there at 7, so that's why he was stressing out.
I mean, me and Brett didn't get there till 7:20 because we had a detour.
Oh, perfect. Okay, yeah, you'll tell them about that in a second. So we park in the parking garage, we walk in, and like, it's literally like an empty restaurant, so I wasn't thinking anything. And then all of a sudden, we go through a kitchen into this back room, and a few of my closest friends.
There was like seven of us there.
Yeah, and yeah. Amanda and Brett were there, and they surprised me, so it was so cute. So yeah, thank you guys for the surprise.
It was so much fun.
It was so fun. But
it was the first time I ever went there. It was called Emilio Bellotto in... where was it?
It was on Hudson Street.
On Houston. It was on Houston in New York City. It was delicious.
It was so good. And someone was commenting that they think that's the place where like the housewives of New Jersey or New York went and like got in a big fight or something. I don't know. I was like, probably. Well, it looked like one of those types of places.
The back room that we were in, like the Justin Bieber goes there.
Oh, really?
And there was like a couple other like big names. They had like pictures of them with this. They signed it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. No, it was like a really cool, I want to say hip, but that's like not the right word.
Hip
to
is
use.
Cool. Hip we is cool. Say hip.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really, really awesome. So that was a nice surprise. So thank you to you guys. I know it was Lindsay wanted to plan something for me. So
she did a really good job. Yeah. And let me just say, I sat next to her for the entire night and she's like the best.
Isn't she so
she's
funny?
She's such like a nugget. It's so funny. I love like her. She is very cute. Yeah. I mean, I've always known Lindsay, but I've never like
got to talk to her.
Yeah, I've never really gotten to talk to her. So it was really nice. And we just had a really good time.
Yeah, it was so nice. That was such a nice little surprise. Because again, like, I don't know why I just really didn't have it in me to do anything. Like even dinner. I don't know why. It was weird. So that was a nice surprise from you guys.
Can we just say, Carly says she didn't really want to do anything yet. She came. She was decked to the nine. She looked fabulous. She looked
fabulous. I was doing dinner in the city, you know. And it was my actual birthday. So like, I had to look cute.
And the beautiful orange outfit. She was like glistening and glowing and like lots of just shine everywhere.
Rhinestones.
It was just beautiful. Like you had the rhinestones all over your face. It was just really cool.
Oh, thank you.
So you definitely made 30 look fabulous. Oh, 30 flirty and thriving.
Yes. 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 Yeah. It was a great birthday. Low key, but honestly exactly what I wanted. So
yeah, it was perfect.
Yeah. And then Sunday, me and Anthony went for massages, and then we had dinner with the fam, which was so nice. Everyone showed up from the family.
I know.
It's really hard to get all of us together all at once, so that was freaking awesome.
And it was last minute, too.
It was last minute. We went for, like, hibachi and sushi, and it was just amazing. I had the best time, so...
Yeah, it was nice.
So, yeah, and I think now, like, it's not going to end because I think Anthony's parents want to take me out this week. Daphne wants to take me out this week. So,
aww.
You know, I can't complain. The never-ending birthday, it's usually how it happens.
Typically, that's usually what goes on with Carly's birthdays.
Yeah, so it was awesome.
They're, like, a month-long event.
Yeah, I'm, like, so like, we were out to like, 12:30. It was, like, a low-key night, and I'm still tired from it. I'm, like, getting old, I guess.
You know what's really funny is because we got home, I think, a little after 1 o'clock.
Did you?
Yeah, because I mean, we have to drive 20 minutes further than
true.
You. So we got home a little after 1, and me and Brett took separate cars. To like the rest stop, and then we got into the same car because he was coming from Staten Island.
That's
but on
terrible.
The way home, so we drove all the way. So I'm going to say Sayreville, but no one's going to know what that means. So basically, it's just like a rest stop kind of park and ride area.
Uh-huh.
And it was so late. Me and Brett are like, okay, we're like fully embodying mom and dad right now. Like we're in bed at 8 o'clock, 8:30.
Yeah,
like
totally.
12 o'clock was, you know,
unheard
middle of.
Of
the night for me.
Yeah.
So we're driving and we're on the same road. Obviously I'm following him. We're talking on the phone together. And I swear, like I was just like delirious.
You guys were on the phone?
We were on the phone.
That's
because
cute.
We were both so tired. So we're just talking the whole time. Aww. On the way home. And we get maybe like 10 minutes from mom's house and there's this like weird light in the sky and the two of us were on the phone. We're like, is that a UFO? Like what's
no
going
way.
On? It was so crazy. It was
what
just
was
like
it?
The fog.
Yeah, there was fog
it
for
was
us
crazy
too.
Crazy fog. Yeah.
Interesting.
But
maybe it was a UFO.
It might have been.
Ooh.
What are your guys' views on UFOs?
We love UFOs.
We love them.
Speaking of UFOs, I have I have a voicemail from Dad from my birthday last year. I forgot. I don't know. It just made me think of him from the UFOs. Mm-hmm. And I woke up and I listened to it and I was just like hysterically crying.
Oh.
I know. Do you want to hear it?
Do you want me? Do you want to play it? I feel like you're just going to just make me sad.
I know. So maybe we shouldn't.
No.
All right.
I have like, we were talking about that at dinner too, about like having voicemails from people and stuff. Mm-hmm. Speaking of, so the reason why me and Brett were 20 minutes late was because I got ready and Mom suggested I wear her boots. They fit when I left the house. Mm-hmm. And then when we got out of the car in the city and I get out of the car, I couldn't walk. My feet must have swelled as we're in the car, like on the way up into the city. I couldn't walk. I had to make him go. We went to Journeys and I got a pair of Vans to wear to dinner.
Funny. I know you said that.
It was so weird.
I wonder if it's because like you had them on the whole car ride and it was getting moist in there.
But moist. I know, but I had to go up a half a size in the Vans because my feet swelled.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
That's what I hear happens.
Your feet grow.
Which I'm like, we're sitting in my closet and I'm looking at all my shoes and I'm like, please God, don't let that happen to me.
I know.
That would be terrible.
I would laugh. No offense. I would laugh. Is that nice? But then I would feel so excited because then I'll be able to wear your shoes when my feet are no longer swollen.
Well, no. Anthony's mom said that for each kid, she had three. Has three. That her foot went up a half size and like they stayed bigger.
They never went down?
Nope. So she's like a size and a half bigger. And had to buy all new shoes. I know.
I'm looking around and I'm like, shoes.
My God, I will
would
cry.
Need to find a new home.
I know.
What would happen?
I would have to have a huge garage sale.
Yeah, but anyway.
So we also have our two giveaway winners from 2 weeks ago episodes. So stay tuned to the end of the episode to hear who
the winners are.
Yeah.
Boom.
So who do we have on today? We have an exciting guest again today.
Yeah, I love all the guests that we've been having because every single one of them have really carved their own path in the industry that they are really like, I want to say like an OG in, but that's not the right word. But at the end of the day, like they're really impactful women, you know, following their dreams of becoming an online entrepreneur and just building their own freaking incredible empires. And today we have Shannon Lutz from The Social Bungalow, and she's been featured on things like The Zoe Report, Create and Cultivate, The Medium, Thrive Global. And she is someone who I've looked up to for a while inside of like the coaching industry. She's an online marketer. And what's really cool about Shannon's story is that she pivoted from corporate to following her dreams. And
which is so similar to you.
Which is so similar to
me. Which is actually exactly from what you did.
Exactly. So I'm just really excited to talk to her today to kind of hear how her story is unique and incredible, you know, just like every single one of us have our own story. You just need to find the courage in order to do our own thing. So today we have Shannon from The Social Bungalow, and I'm so excited.
So why don't we log on to our Zoom and let's get this interview.
Let's get the show on the road.
Let's get this show on the road.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you? Wait, what?
How do you do it so you could like see?
You have to press the gallery view.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
Hi.
Hi.
So good to see you. What are you?
The one setting up the Zoom calls because she does, you know, like the video recording.
Yeah. And I'm like good at like everything technology wise, but like for some reason I can't figure out Zoom. It's like the most confusing thing to me.
I know. And it just keeps glitching lately all the time. So that doesn't help.
Oh, I totally got that. Every single time I set something up, something new in their back end is changing and all that good stuff. Mm. So is that a microphone?
Like, yeah, it's the Yeti. How cute is she?
Because we've been doing these Zoom calls and we're like, why? Well, we know why our audio sucks is because we don't have a microphone to use for. Do you recommend this one? Like, do you use it for Zoom a lot?
I use it for Zoom a lot, but I don't use it for podcasting because I don't have one. I've used it as a guest and it sounded fine, but Okay. Yeah, from a Zoom perspective, I like it.
Microphone. We need one. We've been saying that.
Every single week for the last 3 months, we're saying we need a microphone for our Zoom calls.
Well, so we've only had like four. I think you're our fourth, maybe.
Four,
let's, we'll get there. Okay.
Eventually.
So special.
Yeah.
How many weeks are you, Amanda?
I'm going to be 30 weeks on Wednesday.
There you go. Okay. Oh my gosh. You're already so pregnant for only 30 weeks.
It's crazy, right?
It's so crazy. That's so going to be me. I'm going to be like tomorrow, if I get pregnant, it's going to be like day one and I'm going to be huge. And not that you're huge, but like, you look so like you're not in that phase where people are like, is she or isn't she pregnant? You're like, nope, I'm pregnant.
Yeah, she's been pregnant.
It looks so good.
For a while now, I feel like.
I'm just like, I feel like there was that phase where it was like, my mom and I were like, well, what's going on here?
right.
Why are we just getting wide and not pregnant? Are you having a baby soon?
No. Probably like a year or two, but I'm like already planning exactly how I'm going to like you like did the right pop. Like you look so perfectly pregnant at the right time. And I see it and I'm like, okay, all right, we can do this.
It's definitely a challenge with everything changing and growing in weird places. But at the end of the day,
it's a beautiful thing.
And he's going to come and he's going to be healthy and it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Can't wait.
So exciting.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. So,
well, thank you so much for coming on our podcast.
Yeah.
We're so excited.
Thanks for having me.
No, we're super excited about it. We started the podcast back in June, and the whole like concept behind it was we both built online businesses and we really wanted to just kind of like inspire people to really just follow their dreams because anything's possible. And she showed me that it was possible because she kind of was like Carly showed me that it was possible because she was the pioneer in like the influencer industry. And when I was kind of figuring out who I was, I knew that that was like my path too, but not the beauty direction. Yeah. Right. So when we bring our guests on here, it's kind of like everyone has like the common theme of like, you know, following and carving their own path, following their own dream. So like,
she was like so excited to get you on here. I think you were one of the first people on her list of like guests that she wanted.
Yeah.
So
we're super excited about that. But I know like there were a lot of questions that popped onto the Instagram question box. And one of them was like, what inspired you to kind of follow your own dreams and to carve your own path in this crazy online space?
Yeah, the thing that I like about my story is that I don't feel like I was a natural born entrepreneur. Like I wasn't selling t-shirts and lemonade and doing the thing. And I was kind of more of a traditional path follower. Like I went to school and then I went and got a corporate job and yada, yada. Marketing kind of fell into my lap when a family friend started an agency and they needed a social media manager 11, 12 years ago now. And I'm like, yeah, sure. Why not? I was going to school. And so I toggled that full time. And it was back in the day where Facebook was new on the scene. Twitter was like the main. MySpace had just recently like went out. So there wasn't a ton to do. I was just like tweeting for businesses, but I was able to absorb a ton of like seeing experiential, physical, digital, and seeing all the different styles of marketing. And I really fell in love with the like mind control side of being able to be positively persuasive versus negatively manipulative. And then just kind of like what marketing means to the world and everything that we buy and do and believe. So I fell in love with it and then dug into the industry. And I kind of had blinders on to where I was like, I want to like corner office. I want to, you know, wear the heels down the marble floor, wear the pencil skirt, hey, all the good stuff. And I got there from a title and like a salary perspective, thankfully for a group fitness franchise. So we got to wear yoga pants to work. But when I know it was much better than what I thought I wanted. But when I finally got there, it was kind of like a veil dropped to where I got what I wanted. Is this what I wanted? And I could look at it objectively versus like one track mind. And when I did, it wasn't that I was ungrateful, but it was more like, okay, I want to do more for self and not be constantly getting things approved by boss and red tape and et cetera, et cetera. So I didn't have like I got to rock bottom and then, you know, rose like a phoenix moment. I got to the top and then I pivoted. And I'm happy about that because I think a lot of times we hear these really inspiring stories and we're like, okay, well, you know, if they were in the depths, I can be in the depths. And absolutely, you can drag yourself up by your bootstraps and make something happen. But a lot of times you just go through life, you accomplish, you're happy, you turn your face, you go in this direction, you accomplish, you're happy, and you end up with this great resume of life where you do a lot. So for me, taking then my marketing prowess into my own business really helped be gasoline on my fire as far as knowing how to get my services out there. And it's also easy to market marketing. So that helps. And yeah, just being fueled by the passion to help women do it for themselves, be it a story like mine, where they're going to go from corporate to say coaching or starting an entire brand or is so ultra fulfilling in this phase of life that I'm like, all right, we made it. This is it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, jinx. That's so cool. I love that. Yeah. Because I feel like a lot of people too have this story where it's like they did hit rock bottom and then that's where they rose, yeah, which is an amazing story as well. But I love your story also. That's really cool. Thanks. Really inspiring.
Thanks. And I think a lot of times like people get stuck in the title promotion, the salary increase, the what it looks like on paper. And I know for me specifically, like I was so stuck in like the societal standards of, you know, graduate high school, graduate college, get a corporate job, rise to the top, get a good salary, all of those things. And then to pivot outside of that, it can be like really scary because OMG, what's society going to say? Or like, what's my family going to say? Or my sister or my mom or my boyfriend or husband or whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, you did it, girl.
No, but like for Shannon, that's awesome. So like, were there any setbacks that you were experiencing when you were pivoting from corporate into online entrepreneurship that had you thinking like, what the f*** am I doing?
I think at the time they were the corporate company that, so it was kind of kismet on the timing of it. They were going through a reorganization and the reorganization was we're chopping staff and we're making people straddle multiple jobs at once. And I made the cut, but I had absorbed, I was national director of marketing and now I was national director of marketing and sales. And so I was then traveling to all of the different studios across the country and making their sales playbooks, training staff, doing marketing, blah, 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 which is really cool on paper, but really exhausting real life. And I was actually like 4 or 6 months of the year, I wasn't at home. They're like, you're just going to move to this city for a good amount of time and also straddle your corporate job. So there was a lot happening to where it was like, by the time I got back and I was rooted where I live in Las Vegas at the corporate headquarters, that was when I kind of like was ready to go and started making these moves. And it was about 6 months from like concept to giving my notice. And I gave myself a runway of, I either want X amount of clients or X amount of dollars so that I know that this is viable and I can leave versus like, let's just go tomorrow and figure it out as I run. I had a financial backing separate from those things, but I wanted that in the business. And so there's obviously just like the usual going at a snail's pace, trying to get everything up and running stuff that took place, especially with trying to sneak it in pre and post work and like lunch break. But something that I learned that I was prepared for because of my marketing experience that wasn't the right move was creating a ton of content ahead of time. So I would in my free time get super excited and like, ooh, the female entrepreneur is going to want to know about this. And I'd write these blog posts and I'd have like 16 posts for Instagram ready to go, yada, yada. And they were written in more of like a corporate marketing jargon perspective or like upcoming marketing trends for 2018, whatever year it was. And I'm like, you know, AI is going to be bubble. And that's something that you would read in, I don't know, the Wall Street Journal and be like, this was riveting. But the female entrepreneur is like, no, dude, show me how to interact in the DMs. And so I knew her because I was her to a point, but I didn't know the intimacy of her needs, desires, dire needs at that time to be able to craft all this content. So I basically spent a lot of time writing stuff that was thrown back out the window. That was definitely like a big learning curve because I spent so much time dedicating to like, okay, I've got a free hour. We're going to bang out like 2 blog posts right now. And then I didn't even have a blog for years. So I would say definitely like, not that it was a pitfall per se, but a learning experience is to know that whatever it is you're moving into, to know the person you're going to serve so well before you want the website and the brand and the logo and the tagline and you're worried about all these other things. And it's like, well, who are we ultimately going to be selling these services to?
Yeah, I feel like it's always like the beginning version of ourselves too, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we can kind of like know them really well. You look like you're about to say something.
No, I want to know, like, how did you come up with your name? Like, what is the meaning behind your name and everything?
Yeah, I love talking about it. So yeah. The Social Bungalow is the name of my business. It is, I wanted something that felt really homey because I think that as women, like there's definitely been a big change in society about, you know, women support women and queens adjust each other's crowns. But I wanted that to feel so true and not frenemy style. Like if we're going to all come together at an event that you're not overtly stressed about what Becky's wearing and what she's posting and then having all this anxiety around it, like that you truly feel proud of her. And if you notice like a trigger flare up, that you find a way to work through that yourself because of your own self-awareness and we're using each other as inspiration versus intimidation. So I wanted this like real home feel, how you would feel about your sister when she succeeds, like that truly. And so, looking at home synonyms is where then bungalow came from. And it just wasn't clear enough. So I came up with social as like a double meaning between social media being a huge part of our marketing and then social being us interacting in the home. And it's a social space.
I love that.
Yeah. Thanks. I like it too. I'm like, yes, this worked out so well.
That's so cool.
Whenever I hear like social bungalow, I think of like a beautiful villa on the beach somewhere. Like that's just what the picture that comes into my mind when I think like the social bungalow.
Yeah, like a retreat. Yeah.
Like a retreat. Nice. Like something beautiful on the beach.
Fun. Where we'd all like to be right now.
Right?
Yeah.
Are you in Las Vegas?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, how do you like living in Vegas? Have you always been there or?
Yeah, I've been here 16 years. So I feel like it's my thing. I love it because we have everything in one city. Like you've got the strip and you've got all of the best chefs, shows, concerts come through here. But then it's a newer city. So all of the neighborhoods in the nicer sides of town are master planned and they're only like 10 to 20 years old. And so you've got really beautiful landscaping and, you know, young families and tons of parks and all that. So it's like one part small town and one part huge cosmopolitan. And everybody here calls it the smallest big city because you can walk into like any bar and say like, what's your Facebook? And have a bunch of mutual friends. Like everyone knows everyone around the same age because it's actually not that big of a local city.
Interesting. So like what brought you out there? Where are you from originally?
From Florida. It was a family move. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So I was brought along for the ride and that was that.
That's cool. What part of Florida are you originally from?
Orlando, suburbia.
Okay. All right.
Where are you guys?
Jersey, like central Jersey.
Okay.
Born and raised, never left. Well, she left for New York City for a while.
And then coronavirus happened. So
yeah,
she's
back
picked up
now.
The whole life and moved back to Jersey.
Mm-hmm, which I'm grateful for. She's moving like 10 minutes away from me. So
oh, yay.
All the time, which I'm so excited about.
How did you guys
really
feel?
Saying, like we have seen each other now, what, like 7 days in a row? Mm-hmm. Seven days in a row.
I know. And like she said it in like a way, I was like, well, I'm happy about it. She's like, oh, so am I. But it's nice.
That's the best. Back. How did you guys feel? This is so off topic, but I'm really curious about the Jersey Shore when it came out. Like, did you really resonate on a deep level or were you like, this is not accurate at all?
It took me a while to even watch it because I remember seeing like the coming attractions for it and I was like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
And I think at the time when it came out, I wasn't even old enough to go out in the Jersey Shore. So like, I just kind of heard about it from like, I guess you and like some like older friends or whatever, but it was like a train wreck. Like you just had to watch it. And I don't think it's anything like Jersey.
So
I think the character, the main characters are like an extreme version of Jersey people. Like, of course you're going to go out and there will be some of those, but I don't think it's like a good representation of like Jersey as a whole.
I don't think it's a good representation of Jersey as a whole, but in the area that it took place, it's like the perfect portrayal of what you'll find at the Jersey.
It's like an extreme version. Like,
okay.
Well, let's just say, so when Jersey Shore first came out, I was in my senior year of college, and it was, like, at a point where, you know, all of my friends were wearing, like, the Snooki puff and the puff,
right.
The little puff in their hair. So we were all, like, so excited about it with, like, the chains and the hoops and, like, everything that goes along with it. So for my friend group, it was really entertaining because we can all relate to it because we were going to the places that they were filming.
Okay.
However, someone who wasn't in that quote unquote scene, it would be like, what are these people doing? They're trashing Jersey. So
And like, I feel now, like even now, like if you go to the Jersey Shore, which I've maybe been out to those places maybe like once or twice. Yeah. Like I never really was I kind of went out into the city. Like you will still see some of that, but like,
mostly during the summer.
It's mostly people from New York coming to Jersey that are like staying, they're getting beach houses and they're staying there. So like, I wouldn't say it's like necessarily like Jersey as a whole. No, it's not. It's not. And I don't even think any of them were really even from New Jersey.
No, I think most of them were from like Staten Island and Brooklyn.
And like, So.
But it was definitely a lot of fun and entertaining.
Everywhere we went after that, though, like every vacation, we'd go on cruises, everyone would be like, oh, where are you from? And we'd say that. And then it was like we had to tell the story.
I bet. I can imagine.
Jersey or New York?
No, I've been to New York, just business trips. So I haven't like, I've done the touristy stuff, but I haven't like truly lived it. But yeah, I mean, Times Square and all that, like, but not Jersey.
Yeah. It's definitely fun. There's a lot of good things in Jersey. I love Jersey. Don't make that face.
I mean, I like it.
Well, if you're ever here, we'll give you a tour of the good parts of Jersey.
Yes, the good parts.
Perfect.
The good parts of Jersey.
Yeah, which is crazy because we were actually in New York over the weekend, and it was my first time in the city since probably before COVID. And it's just like, it's so much more quiet. It's like such a different like vibe now. It's sad.
It's really sad. It's
sad what's going on over there.
It's like graffiti.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, graffiti
vandalism everywhere.
Yeah. There was no traffic getting in, which is like unheard of.
Yeah.
So
we were walking, me and my husband like parked our car, and I had the worst shoes on the face of the earth. Sorry, Mom, I want to kill you for that. But she had me wearing her boots. They were just so ridiculous. But anyway, we were walking on the street, and there was a guy on the side of the street with a baseball bat knocking down like a newspaper stand. And like, that's nothing. You never see that in Soho, yeah. Especially. Yeah. And it was like alarming and weird. And
yeah.
I don't know. It's a lot of weirdness going on.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We won't be taking any trips there soon. But how is it over in Vegas? Is everything still opening and everything's like okay over there? Or
yeah, it was. I mean, it was like what you said, where it's unheard of that it's so traffic free and
right. Like
everything's shut down and crazy. But now that it's back open, and it has been for a while, we're one of the more like let's get back up and running because tourism is our everything. Cities, there's just a lot of like. I mean, how do you say it? Like riffraff, quote unquote, type people just coming in and having a baseball bat and taking it to a newspaper stand, like that type of behavior. Yeah. And a lot of the hotels are doing a lot of deals to get people back in. And so then that's bringing people who are like walking in, like they're open carrying and they've got a massive yard drink and they're walking into like the fancy mall that has like the Louis Vuitton and they're like, you're in there. And then they're just walking in with like a whole crew of them. And they're like, you're like immediately like you're getting run up on. And there are just so many fights happening across the board. And then people, they're like, the Wynn in particular is really trying to make a stand. So they're suing the last people who got in a fight. It was a bunch of guys and there was some sort of property damage and these guys are being taken for like $3 million right now, just to make like an example of them. Yeah. So it's like, nobody's going down there right now, which if you're listening to this, like I need your tourism money for my city to still work and for me not to have a bunch of state tax. So please still come. But yeah, it's just like, it's crazy for this season right now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's sad. I'm hoping we're all at the end of this because I think it's affecting everyone. I know we have Atlantic City, which is like a very mini Vegas, but even there, like there was like a shooting and like, you're just hearing a lot of things that like, is not normal for the area. So it's just, it's really sad everything that's been going on, but I don't know. I mean, none of us thought it would even last this long. So mm-hmm. I'll gotta say a little prayer for this world that we're living in right now. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. Her 30th birthday was over the weekend.
Oh, fun. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And initially we were going to go down to Atlantic City and then, they have like a lot of, they still have like all the mask restrictions here. Are they still doing the mask restrictions in Vegas?
Yeah. Everywhere all the time.
So then in the casinos and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can't drink at the tables, right? Like they're doing that.
They just reopened that because bars closed, but bars closed under the guise of you have to order two appetizers and you can still, but you can get like nuts and olives. And then they're like, okay, great. Bar's still open for you. So you couldn't like, yeah, there were all these weird little stigmas that didn't actually make any sense. But they just opened bars back up like 3 Sundays ago. And so now you can drink at the tables again.
Oh, you can. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because when I heard that, I was like, I feel like that's, people are not going for maybe one of them. That's probably one big reason they're not going, right? The whole point is like to sit, have a drink, gamble, all that.
Yeah.
But
no, for sure.
Yeah, it's sad.
I'm sitting here drinking Dunkin'. What's your like coffee or Starbucks of choice?
Well, it's actually a really good conversation right now because, oh, nice. I have a coffee too. Because we just announced, and I'm going to be doing like a more formal announcement for it when we get brand and logo and stuff, but we're expanding the brand and we are opening a coffee shop here in Vegas. Yeah, it's called Bungalow Coffee, obviously. And it's like a physical embodiment of the social bungalow that's digital. Because in the online community, we've got like a Facebook group, and I'm all about like giving other people a place, like using my platform to give them a voice as well. And having, you know, I don't know everything, so all my knowledge gaps, having people come in and we can all kind of broker each other's brains and what have you. So being able to do that then physically too, we're going to have events and monthly causes where we're donating either locally or across the board, something that's on our hearts or the community's heart, and just like a great space coffee wise for like specialty hangout co-working. And then we also, with the place that we're doing it, it's in the downtown arts district, so like the fun, trendy millennial area. We also secured not only the first floor, but the third floor, which looks out like big bay floor to ceiling windows. And on one side, we're doing bungalow HQ for my team. And then on the other side, we're doing like an event space to host and photo shoots and all the stuff. So I'm so excited. We just officially inked the paper a couple weeks ago. So I just like teased it on stories. And we'll probably be opening in like February 2021 because we need about like 3-4 months runway.
Okay, that's so cool. So that's okay that you're talking about it then on our podcast?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's official now.
Oh my God, yeah. About so we can come see when you're all set up. That's amazing.
Oh, I would love to have
you guys.
You're going
to have the full coffee menu, and then are you going to do any events and stuff at your coffee shop?
Yeah. So from a coffee perspective, like to come back to your question, my fiance and I are like super coffee people, obsessive, like know the origin of the bean and the farmers and all of it. And so we're roasting and it's all specialty made. So like this cup of coffee was made with like a V60 pour over. It took me 20 minutes. Like it's a thing for me.
I love
so
that.
Yeah, it's going to be like full typical coffee experience, but also like handmade specialty stuff. And then with the events, it'll not only be like, you know, me hosting a meetup or like a photographer, a copywriter coming in to teach, or like a macrame specialist, like whatever, people in the city who have expertise and they want to host, and they can either market themselves or we'll support them. But having, it's a really big space. So then having like themed situations, we still want to figure that out. But like, if it's a come in like, co-working mingle situation, or like a content creation day, like we'll do rotations with photos upstairs, and then like downstairs, you do your writing and like different things of that sort. Yeah. We're trying to make it so that it's one part, come in, typical neighborhood coffee shop, do your thing, know what to expect. Other part, like really, truly connect with the community.
Wow. So cool. Do you find you have a big like audience out in Vegas? Like you have a lot of people that follow you that are around there, or is it kind of like worldwide?
Yeah, my current following is mostly in America, but the main piece is Las Vegas. That's it's awesome. Like split between Vegas and LA. Yeah. So thankfully that's great. And we have a lot of like entrepreneurs here in Vegas, because I don't know if it's like spillage from LA, because then it's a cheaper, close place to live. So you have a ton of people trying to do their own thing here as well. And it's just maybe like a city of getting scrappy and like figuring it out and opportunity. So we have a lot of people who are always like the coffee shop scene here. It's like one of the top coffee cities in America for coffee culture. And so we have a lot of competition in a good way. There's a lot of awesome shops here. And every time you go, it's like littered with laptops and people working and all that good stuff. So yeah, it's not only one part for my current digital businesses following, but also just the need in the city.
Okay. So what made you like pivot into doing something like that? Like, did you ever work at a coffee store before? Like, how did you get into all that? Cause I mean, me and her,
yeah, no.
At Starbucks, which is so funny. Like you're talking about the beans and all that. Like they made us learn everything when we worked there. There was like these booklets and we were actually really into it. We worked there like 5 years.
Little pack.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The coffee pack. Right. So, and we had to try all the new coffees coming in. So that's why we're such big like coffee people. Drinkers, so yeah. Do you have any background in that, or was it just kind of like a passion you just wanted to run with?
Yeah, it's just been a passion for years. And my fiance too, we're both like equally as obsessed, and we have amped each other up over the years. And we have wanted to since like date one, like we want to open a coffee shop, and it's been on our like little to-do list one day. And we had like a little name for it, and like maybe in a decade and you know, whatever. And he came to me a couple years ago when the brand was starting to take off. And he was like, I feel like we have to make this quote unquote ethereal coffee shop, like bungalow. It has to be a part of this. And I was like, I was hoping you'd say that. So then it just kind of like went on the to-do list, went on the like, what would it financially take? And we started about a year ago looking at a couple different spots that were selling in Vegas and LA, and seeing like what the profit and loss statements looked like, and how much the owners were actually taking home, and what the process was. And we started listening to podcasts and reading books. And so it was like a year-long process before the current place that we have became an opportunity. And we were ready financially, thankfully, but also research wise to jump on it. And so it's been like 3-5 months now worth of getting it all checks and balanced, ready to go. And then signing and taking over. So yeah, the experience, like it's something we both wanted, but our experience is exclusively personal. So we actually hired a coffee coach. We like found this guy in Louisville who's a consultant for different places. And typically he helps open shops leverage, amplify, scale. But with us, he's like, yeah, I would love to take you guys from like keys to opening and figuring out every little thing, standard staff training. So he comes out to Vegas and he helps us with bar work and all of that. And yeah, I'm just like so excited because I've been in marketing so long. And then I do the exact same thing I did in corporate for my business, just with more freedom and fulfillment to be able to consume a new industry and learn everything. And there's going to be so many hurdles and things to just like bang my head against the wall for, but I'm like so excited to do it for something else and just continue to expand my own knowledge and like impact and footprint in the world. So yeah.
That's so exciting. Go, girl. That's it's like the actual physical manifestation of what it is that you're doing with your whole business. That's so
amazing.
Cool.
And it's nice you have a headquarters, everything. It's so amazing. Yeah, you should be very proud of yourself. That's really
thanks, cool. Guys. I am. I'm so excited, like humbly, but also confidently. I'm like, hell yeah, you work so hard for this. I'm so pumped.
But the cool thing is like, as you're explaining it, the energy and like,
yeah, it's you just can just
shooting
see
out of
how passionate
and
you
you're
are.
Like painting the picture and I can see it. I'm like
in the coffee shop. I'm like envisioning it. I see the windows. So
like
that's
looking
so cool.
At the menu.
Yeah. That's so amazing.
Love it. Thanks.
That's fun. I was actually a part of like this beautiful, amazing place in New York City, like a co-working spot that had like a coffee shop and stuff. And the energy inside of that space was just unmatched. So like what you're building there is going to blow it out of the water, you know, because you've
got I love to hear that.
Such an awesome community, you know. And I was actually just saying to Carly, like, I'm a part of your Facebook community and I'm a part of your Instagram community, and the support that you have like on a daily basis is just so beautiful. Like it's just such a cool thing because you don't really see that much on Facebook anymore, I think.
Yeah.
At least
like women supporting women is
women supporting women.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's a beautiful thing. And yeah, that's amazing. So I think thank you so much for your time. This was so fun to get to know you.
Thanks, guys. You too.
Best of luck. I can't wait to I'm definitely gonna follow you back on Instagram. I was like stalking you before and I can't wait to see all these big things. And Yeah.
I was like, look how fashionable she is.
I know. She's obsessed. So.
Thank you. This is a blast.
Time and best of luck in everything.
Yeah. And for the listeners out there, can you tell them where to find you and a little bit, like your website or your Instagram?
Yeah, for sure. It's The Social Bungalow on anything. So just come and see me on Instagram and that'll connect you to the rest of website and wherever you want to hang or the Facebook group. But feel free to DM me too, guys, because I go down in the DMs all day. So if you heard something, you have a question, like always feel free to slide in.
Awesome. Thank you so much,
Shannon.
Thank you, guys. And best of luck. And I'll be talking to you in the DMs.
Okay, perfect. Have a good day. I'll see you later.
Okay, bye. That was so fun.
She's so sweet and super inspiring. So that was really cool to hear her story.
How freaking awesome that she's literally opening up a bungalow.
I love that.
That's so freaking cool.
Yeah, I think we really should. I mean, I haven't been to Vegas since I was, I don't even know, like 20, literally 22. And I barely went out. Like, I say we plan a trip to Vegas when she opens up and we go visit. That would be awesome.
That would be so much fun. I haven't been to Vegas since we're like, when we went with mom and dad.
Wow, you haven't been?
No.
Oh my God. Better off.
Did you know Cindy was in here?
Cindy.
She must have been hiding the whole time. She wanted to chat with the girl.
Look at her little tush.
Little
I was getting a haircut on Wednesday.
Aw. Hi, baby. Yeah, so we'll definitely be out there checking out the coffee, checking out the scene. Carly.
So that was really cool. So why don't we announce our giveaway winners?
Yes. The first winner of our giveaway is Victoria Berrios, VBerrios070 on Instagram. Thank you so much, Victoria, for entering our giveaway. The review that you wrote was so nice. No, it was just really special, and I'm so excited for you. We're so excited for you for this, and you will be receiving $500 Venmo.
or gift card, depending on what you want. So we're going to reach out to you on the, from the Related podcast. So make sure to check your DM and we will figure out all of the details.
And then our second winner
is Mazzy Eckel, M-A-Z-Z-Y-E-C-K-E-L. So thank you so much for your review as well. We chose all the winners by complete random. She was just kind of scrolling and I told her when to say stop. But we did go through and read a bunch of your reviews. So thank you guys so much. It means the world to us and we love you more than anything.
Yes, the support that you guys have been showing us over the last couple months in this new love project mm-hmm. has been so much fun and exciting and amazing. And we just love seeing you guys loving what we're putting out there. So.
Yeah, so why don't we end this episode with a nice quote? You want to pick one? I feel like I always pick.
I like this one. The success of every woman should be an inspiration to another.
We're strongest when we cheer each other on. And that's from Serena Williams.
I like that.
I love that too. And that is so true. I think we all need to support each other and...
What Shannon said today was just like fix each other's crowns, yeah, you know, when we're experiencing that trigger or whatever it is, just seeing how we can support one another instead of feeling like we're in competition.
Right. I totally agree. And I love that so much.
It is so true. And like just before we wrap it up, because when we can see others as inspiring instead of more of like a competition, it really just raises the vibration to like a whole other level.
I agree.
Collaboration over competition, man.
Mm-hmm. Support your women.
For show.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Happy, happy weekend.
Have the best weekend ever. We love you, and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.